Space shapes behaviors. Behaviors create culture. And culture drives results. This is the More Than a Chair podcast by Business Furniture and Corio, where we're creating space for innovation, for dreamers, and for the next big idea. Sanitizers, bleach, Clorox wipes. Right now, we're all cleaning machines, trying to stay healthy and create work environments where people feel safe. But what works? What's overkill? And what should we be cleaning around the office? On this episode of the More Than a Chair podcast, we have Business Furniture and Corio's Hannah Fryer, Director of Audience Development, and Carol Sugden, Sales Representative for Design Techs, the leading company in the design and manufacturing of applied materials for the built environment. Hello, ladies.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Amanda.
Carol, we are so excited to have you on. Hannah and I knew that you would just have such great insight into this. You recently hosted a webinar called Keep Calm and Bleach On, and we knew, okay, we've got to talk to her about all that's happening right now in this kind of post-pandemic workplace and so many of these changes. What are some of the conversations that you're having right now with people that are worried and trying to figure out the best way to go back to work?
A lot of the conversations now revolve around how to clean upholsteries and different materials that people may have in the office, as well as how people can retrofit what they have to make it work and fit what the cleaning standards are for the EPA and CDC, as well as, you know, what can we specify in the future moving forward.
Yeah. What, Hannah, we've been talking a lot about this. I mean, you wear a lot of hats at Business Furniture and Corio, but one is ensuring that the space is clean and that the team knows about it. What are some of the changes you've made when it comes to communication and signage in the office?
We have made so many changes, and it's kind of wild to see, like, overnight how quickly we've been able to flex and start thinking about cleaning different. I mean, originally, cleaning for our showroom or in our office spaces was primarily just to make sure that everything looked tidy and felt good for the users. But now, like, having this high emphasis on making sure that it's sanitary means that we've got little tint cards on all the surfaces after our cleaning crew comes in and sanitizes. We also removed a bunch of the chairs from our showroom so that people could social distance without feeling nervous maybe that someone was going to come and plop down in the chair next to them. So having more tint cards and things in the office to show that if a chair isn't in a spot, it was taken for a reason. So, you know, don't roll one back into that spot. And then also just making our team really aware of the cadence that our cleaning people are coming in to disinfect.
That's great. Yeah, I think that communication piece is so important. Also, just talking about, there's so much information out right now when it comes to the CDC guidelines, and it's constantly changing. Carol, how are you navigating that space, you know, making sure that things still look fresh and inspiring, but knowing that we've got to come at this with a different approach when it comes to cleaning?
Yeah, I think the approach now is sort of what our healthcare end users have been doing, where they know what they're cleaning and disinfecting with, and they make the appropriate selections based on those products. And so we're kind of going back to that. And we have a lot of things that fit different aesthetics and end uses, but still meet those CDC disinfectable requirements.
Wow. Do you think that the cleanability stuff is going to change the way our offices look? Is it just kind of changing the industry right now in a way?
I think it will. I think people will want to know that their offices are clean. So I don't know if it's going to change completely. I get a lot of questions about whether I should choose a woven or a non-woven, because people know that, you know, the virus does live on non-porous surfaces longer. But then non-wovens are much easier to clean and wipe down and dry and rinse. So there's sort of a little bit back and forth. And I think choices like that really depend on the maintenance and cleaning crew, as well as the frequency of cleaning. You know, if you're turning a chair over multiple times a day, maybe a woven is not such a good choice because, you know, you do have to rinse it with a damp cloth. So it'll be wet. You don't want somebody to sit in it. But if you're cleaning at the end of the day when everybody leaves the office, then overnight it'll dry.
What do you think about all that, Hannah?
I think it's so interesting to think about the, you know, like all of the big, like chunky textures that we've been loving recently. And like the thought of that kind of going away in the office spaces, like that almost residential feel that has been such a trend. And the thought of it all being more non-woven. I mean, I think that's the thing that I've been hearing from people is like, is it going to be all vinyl now? So it is encouraging to hear that there are going to be some options that are still woven that can be cleaned and then dry overnight, like you said, Carol.
Yeah. A lot of the performance actually comes from what the fiber is that's in the textile. So you would want to use a man-made synthetic fiber that's solution dyed or has a high energy dye, and those are bleach cleanable, usually meeting that 10-to-1 requirement by the EPA and the CDC for COVID. So we don't have to pull back completely from it. It's just, again, it boils down to what maintenance is going to be doing and the frequency. So don't be afraid of it. And I think more than anything, those, you know, really nice chunky textures, those provide us with a sense of comfort and well-being. So I hope that people don't pull them away.
Yeah.
Because I think more than anything, what we need is to be comforted right now. And there's nothing like the hand of a chunky texture to provide that softness that people need.
I completely agree. I mean, it seems like, especially now that people have been working at home and, you know, are getting a little bit more comfortable and used to, you know, sitting maybe on the sofa or in a comfortable spot in their home, to then go back to the office and it feels like this new, much more sterile environment, you know, that seems like it will make it more challenging for people to readapt. So I agree. I feel like having not completely going away from our creature comforts is really important right now too.
How do we make sure, you know, we're talking a lot about everyone's got to be cleaning, but then how do we make sure they're doing it the right way and not destroying product or even getting to it? What is some of the steps you're giving people, Carol, kind of an easy disinfecting 101 high level guide to make sure that people are doing this correctly?
It's interesting the conversations that have been surrounding cleaning and disinfecting lately. And some of this is kind of an aha moment in a way for me, because I don't know if you're like me, but I go crazy when I clean at home. I can't just do it halfway. I'm, you know, top to bottom. And that's the same way that we need to clean our offices and workspaces and, you know, retail restaurants, et cetera, is you work from the top, you know, whether it's the walls on down, because as you, you know, clean, the particles will fall down. So it doesn't make sense to clean something on the floor when you're going to dust something up top. So as far as cleaning and disinfecting textiles, you kind of want to do the same thing. When you get to the point where you're at, you know, the work surface plane, the seating plane, you don't want to, you know, shake or pat the furniture because that'll fling particles everywhere. You just want to, you know, follow the steps that are specific to each product. So different fibers and different types of fabric have different kinds of cleaning and disinfecting, suggestions or requirements. There's no like one solution fits all. And that's just because there's so many different types of fibers and everything. But basically, you're going to want to clean. So your fabrics will have some sort of a recommendation on the back, whether it's a water cleanable product, solvent cleanable, or WS, which means it's flexible and can be cleaned with water or solvent-based cleaners. So you're going to clean with that. And so usually that's like a 409 type product or maybe like a Tide mix or something like that. So you're going to clean the fabric. You want to make sure that you get the whole entire surface. You don't want to clean one little area and not get the entire thing, because then that'll cause, you want everything to kind of wear and clean similarly. So once it's cleaned, you want to take a clean damp cloth and you're going to wipe down the surface. And so that gets the cleaner residue off of the surface. And once, then you have to let it dry. This is a really important step. Once it's rinsed, you have to let it dry because you don't want to apply disinfectants to a wet surface. So once that surface is dry, then you can come back with your EPA approved disinfectant. and then disinfect the surface. And so cleaning removes the dirt and the germs from the surface, because dirt, and it's really an important step because the dirt hides germs. So you want to get as much of the dirt and dirt and residue off of the surface first. And then when you come back and you do the disinfection, then that kills germs. And then the very, very, very most important step is once you have disinfected, you need to come back and rinse the disinfectant off the surface again with a clean damp cloth and a wipe, and then let it dry. And different disinfectants have different contact times, or it's also called kill or dwell times, that are recommended by the disinfectant manufacturer. And that's the amount of time that the disinfectant needs to sit on a surface to effectively kill the germ or the viruses and bacteria that's on a surface.
Wow. Do you guys think it's just crazy? I mean, look at all these steps and all these things, and we've been for so long just kind of, you know, I'd sit right at a desk after someone just sat there, and I saw something funny on social media that was like, remember how we all ate a cake after someone just blew all over it, like blowing a candle out? And it was like, oh my gosh,
those were the days. These things,
I know, but it's like all these things are going to change. I mean, do you think this is just a complete different way of thinking about this, that we're going to be wiping stuff down all the time? And it was not like that a few months ago. You know, I just sat down wherever and didn't really put much thought into it.
Yeah, it's definitely strange to think of, but in hindsight, I kind of feel as though maybe we should have been doing this to begin
with. Yeah, for sure.
Agree. Yeah. What for do you sure. think, Carol? Like, do you think people are going to do it? Like, do you think, or with the rinsing, that's the piece of it that I feel like is always the piece of that cleaning suggestion that people skip. Like, do you think now that it's going to be so frequent and in new environments, do you think that people are going to comply, or do you think they're going to skip it?
You know, it's hard to say. It's always been a challenge. The rinse step has always been, you know, in the cleaning and disinfecting instructions for all manufacturers. You know, everybody says you must rinse. And it's a very important step, and it is frequently skipped. But the fact is that, you know, if you want your materials to last longer, then you really should be rinsing. And I think it boils down to educating our end users and facilities teams that, you know, you do have to rinse twice between each of these steps, and explain why, because, you know, if you're not going to do that, then be prepared to replace your materials more frequently.
Wow. What are some of your favorite products right now, Carol, that you're talking to clients about that you think, you know, if they're having to make a change during these kind of strange times, are there certain materials and things that you think are a good investment?
Gosh, we have so many options. It's hard for me to choose. It's like asking me to choose my favorite pet. you know, we have a ton of beautiful bleach cleanable options. I really like, we have a lot of Sunbrella options, which are indoor and outdoor approved. And they also are bleach cleanable. And some of them have really beautiful textures to them. We have Joseph is another good one that I really like. And as far as non-wovens, Serrano and our silicone element are definitely some of my favorites. And we just launched silicone Napa, which is a leather look silicone. And that one has a really incredible hand and texture. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I haven't seen that yet.
Some of my favorites. I know.
No, I'm excited to see all of the new product innovations that are going to come out too, with a higher emphasis on disinfecting. Like, I'm just picturing, you know, the designers at Design Techs right now being so imaginative of how to create new products during this time. You guys just had a really cool new product come out too, didn't you? The Celliant.
Yeah, product. Celliant. Yeah, the Celliant's really, really cool. So, how do I explain it? It's almost, it's actually, the FDA considers it a wellness device, which is really unique and different. To think of a textile as something that can actually improve your general well-being. So Celliant is a product that had previously been used in things like sporting, I want to say like Under Armour uses it, horse blankets, pet bedding. And we have made it into a backing that can be applied. Right now we have it on 4 different products, but it basically has 13 different thermoreactive minerals, and they were chosen for their ability to absorb and reflect energy. And it's applied as a backing. And basically what it does is it absorbs the energy that you emit as a human. So we emit, I believe it's 100 watts of energy per second or something like that. It absorbs that energy, it converts it into infrared, and it reflects it back into your body. And then it gets absorbed through the upholstery and through your clothing.
What? And,
That's crazy.
I know. It's very sci-fi.
It is very sci-fi. But once it absorbs into your body, it helps you with your thermoregulation. So how you heat and cool your own body, and actually energizes you, muscle recovery, and actually improves your local circulation. And it happens within minutes of sitting. And that's all you have to do. You just have to sit in a piece of furniture that's upholstered in Celliant. So it's really, really cool technology. And we think any place where somebody's sitting is a great application for it, whether it's in the office or maybe in a healthcare application or some sort of a treatment chair.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, talk about innovation. That's cool. I love it. Do you think, Carol, all these cleaning techniques and new guidelines, is it something that just like your average Joe at work can do? Or do we all need to be like hiring, you know, these cleaning companies and really taking it a next level when you talk through all these steps? Because I wonder, like, would I remember to do all the extra things? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with the proper education, you can. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of it depends on the office. You know, if you have an office of 5, you probably are all pitching in and cleaning, you know, instead of having a staff. So I think, you know, maybe having a group meeting with the end users to talk about it would be something important, and, you know, maybe just a quick demonstration. And I think emphasizing that it's, you know, this is a really important step to make sure that your coworkers and their families are well, you know, everybody needs to pitch in and do this. So I don't necessarily think that people need to order or to have, you know, a dedicated facility staff if they have mm-hmm. a smaller office, as long as people understand it. And maybe that's something as simple as, you know, what you guys were talking about earlier, signage. Maybe there's something, you know, remember to clean and disinfect your chair at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I love
What has some of the response been? I know you've been hosting all of these different like educational webinars with the Keep Calm and Bleach On and about the wellness tools. What has been some of the response back? Do you feel like people are really hungry for that information right now?
Absolutely. I think, you know, all designers and end users are really trying to educate themselves on, you know, what should we be doing? And there's just a ton of information coming at them from all over the place. So it's really important to get them, you know, current information and non-biased and things that have been researched and are based on facts. So people are just craving this information right now, because as a designer, you know, that's their job. It's to protect the health and wellness of a building's occupants. And that includes, you know, fighting the spread of, you know, harmful viruses.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Hannah, I know we've talked a lot about, you know, just choosing product and, you know, talking about our new space and how we're going to do some of that. I mean, how much thought is going into new design projects when it comes to social distancing and the cleanability of what's inside?
Yeah, we've been talking about it a ton. In like you referenced with projects that we have that are on the horizon, you know, internally for our group, it's really interesting and definitely a time for me, at least personally, where I feel like it's really important to lean on Carol and to lean on experts on this, in this topic, because like she said, there's so much opinion flying around and information that you have to make sure that you're making the right decision for the entire group and not just what is most comfortable or familiar for a few individuals. But it feels like a big responsibility. And I know that that's how all designers are probably feeling right now. Like making those correct choices, you know, really affects a lot of people in bigger ways than maybe it did before. So I know we're going to continue mm-hmm. to have that discussion and certainly want to continue to make our offices and our designs feel really inviting and comfortable, but yet very clean and safe.
Yeah. And how do you stay on top of it when things are changing so fast? I mean, Carol, I know you mentioned like just staying with facts and data, but things are changing. Like, okay, does it live on the surface? Does it not? I mean, how are you kind of managing and staying flexible with some of those conversations?
Well, for us, we have a team of scientists at Design Techs in our research and development department, and they're the ones that are really providing the information to us. And they're keeping, you know, on top of it through the CDC and the EPA. That's where they're getting their information from. And a lot of our research is also based on, you know, the cleaning and disinfection that has to happen in healthcare, because we've been, you know, working in the healthcare arena for a long time. So this isn't a new topic for us. And what I found kind of interesting and maybe a little bit comforting was one of our scientists, Carol Derby Shaw, said, you know, in terms of viruses, COVID is actually not very hard to kill on surfaces. And we've seen worse in some of our healthcare. So I sort of found comfort in that. Like, okay, we have worse things that we deal with and have been dealing with on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's an interesting approach. I had not thought about that. That's really, So what are some of the ways when you've approached healthcare materials before that are similar to like what we're going to be kind of doing in the future? Are there certain topics that are always come up in those conversations different than maybe you would have talked about at a traditional office setting?
For healthcare, no. Because a lot of the healthcare end users have an infection control team on staff. And so conversations with my healthcare end users usually revolve around what kind of disinfectants are you using? And then backing out a fabric that is compatible with that.
Yeah. Hannah, are we worried that we're going to lose the, you know, the design and style of office spaces when we're so focused on cleaning? I mean, is that a conversation to have, or is there right now we're just trying to figure out how to merge both?
I think it's definitely has to be a balance and trying to merge both. I mean, I don't know. I do worry about the fear of not being able to select fabrics and finishes just based on aesthetic and general performance. But then adding this next layer of cleanability does, you know, make it slightly more complicated. But I think at the same time, we're just going to have to get creative. I know I've said that before. It's just like all about creativity right now, coming up with ways to apply materials that give us kind of a residential, a comforting aesthetic without maybe it being in all of those high touch areas. So, you know, I'm really curious to see how we can push the envelope and be creative. But I do think it has to be a balance. I don't think that we can abandon the cleaning and safety, but then also, you know, we want it to look good too. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see like what innovation designers are coming up with right now.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a designer the other day, and we were talking about what will the future, you know, commercial interior look like. And something that's really common on the West Coast is, you know, stark white, sleek interiors. And, you know, I had wondered, is that where we're going to go? Because, you know, previously we'd all been afraid of using white in an interior, whether or not it's bleach cleanable, just because we thought it would look, you know, filthy in no time. Yeah. Now, you know, with white and so much frequent cleaning and disinfecting, you know, if it's white and it's, you know, clean, then you know that it's clean and it feels, you know, the perception or the idea of it's white, it's clean, it's disinfected, it's safe for me to sit here or touch this. You know, I had wondered if that's where we would go.
Yeah, it does seem like really perception is everything too. Like how people perceive their environment being clean has so much to do with whether or not people are comfortable in this space. So I could see that being the trend for sure.
For sure. You guys, I mean, this makes me just want to start scrubbing everything everywhere. Like I'm very busy doing all my wiping down of all the things. This has been such a great conversation. And Carol, we're going to share some of your webinars and things on our social media so that there's an easy place where people can kind of find some of these resources that you've been putting out, because they're just so, so helpful right now. So ladies, thank you. This has been a great conversation. Thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, thank you. This was fun.
It was awesome. Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to go get my keep calm and bleach on for the rest of the day today. It was so good. For now, I'm Amanda Clark, and this is the More Than a Chair podcast. Rest of the day today. It was so good. For-